So we will move on to our next item, which is item eight. And I'm gonna give a little prefatory remark. Mike Sloan and I had a conversation, I don't know, two, three, four days ago, back and forth about whether eight was a holdover item from the prior agenda, because it's our 30-day authorization enabling Rezo to meet virtually. When I finally looked at the calendar, Mike, I realized that the 30 days from August 10th wouldn't cover us to September 14th. So I'm assuming that's why item eight is on the agenda. And with that, Karen Levy, I will turn it over to you.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning, everyone. That's correct. We do look at the calendar, and this law under AB 361 does tell us that every time the board makes a decision to continue virtual meetings, that covers the next 30 days. So we try to make sure to find a subsequent board meeting within that 30-day period to reconsider the item. So sometimes you will see that it happens on consecutive meetings, depending on how the meetings fall on the calendar. So today is another opportunity for the board to reconsider the state of emergency as it exists here in Contra Costa County, and make a decision about whether to continue meeting virtually. The Contra Costa County Health Officer updated their recommendation effective August 9th, 2022, and that recommendation is included in the agenda packet. They do still include measures to promote social distancing, and they do continue to encourage online meetings where practical, because those meetings present the lowest risk of transmission of the virus that causes COVID-19. So with that, I'll turn it over to the board to reconsider the current situation and determine whether you would like to continue to meet virtually.
Are there questions or comments on this item, or is someone prepared to make a motion?
I will go ahead and make the motion.
All right, so we have a motion. Jerry, I'm sorry, your hand's up.
That's okay. I'll second the motion, but I have a question about whether or not is it inappropriate for us to consider doing, it doesn't take much time on the agenda, but inappropriate for us to consider making this more than a 1 month provision, or is that getting ahead of ourselves with the health department?
Not allowed to. You can only do 30 days at a time.
That's a very good response. I should have known that. Thank you. That answers my question. Thank you, Ms. Anderson.
I've been doing a lot of these, given the number of committees I serve on.
And if I'm looking at the calendar, right?
Yeah, no, right. And I have to do special meetings when I have a quarterly, like a Tri-Valley Transportation Council. We have to have a special meeting every 30 days just to renew this. So it's a 5-minute meeting on Zoom, renewing it. Thus, I'm very familiar with the 30 days that were limited.
Well, I'm now familiar. Thank you very much. And my
looks like we'll have to do it again on the 14th, actually, if I'm looking at the calendar right. So any other comments or questions on this item? All right. So we have a motion and a second to adopt a resolution to authorize the board to conduct teleconference meetings under Government Code Section 54953E with the findings as provided in the packet. Any further comments? Seeing none, let's vote. I will point out Donnie Finley had to leave the meeting, but Samson Wong only gets to vote once, although he would be the alternate for Donnie. You're already the alternate for Trustee Chabadarev, so you only get to vote once. But anyway, right. I just wanted to point that out as I call the roll. All right, on the motion, Anderson.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
MacDonald.
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
Watts?
Aye.
And Wong?
Aye.
That motion carries unanimously. I will check. Let me check in with Karen. I did route the substitute voting correctly, I hope, on that motion in terms of the alternate voting.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to check.